Okay, you're good.
I'd like to call the regular meeting of council to order on April 27, 2017 at 7 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Janet R. Mica.
Present.
Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present.
Councilman Christopher L. Biro.
Here.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Fiebig.
Present.
Councilwoman Jennifer Summers Greer.
Present.
And Councilman Christopher Hullum.
Present.
The first order of business is the disposition of the journal for the regular council meeting minutes of April 13, 2017.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move the council adopt the regular council meeting minutes of April 13, 2017.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Vice President Pleshnik to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of April 13, 2017. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki.
Mica.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Biro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Greer.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of April 13 have been adopted. I just want to remind people that the official minutes is the audio, that the backup is the writing of it. And there are a lot of cities that don't do verbiage line by line or even paraphrasing. They use their audio as their official. So I just want people to remember that because there's sometimes some questions that come forth about what's official and what's not.
So, Council President,
yes.
I'll see occasional typos and things that don't change the meaning of the content. So we can still vote yes and accept that because the official record is
yes.
The audio.
Okay. Yes, and in addition, it's not in some instances, and Robert's Rule speaks about this. Even if one is not at a meeting, but they reviewed the minutes, and maybe they have. Inquired about certain things, they can still approve them, even if they haven't been present. This council, over the years, the precedence that's been set generally is if you're not at a meeting, you abstain from the minutes, but that is not necessarily right or wrong. Good question. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. I will not have the clerk read the council correspondence, notifications, minutes, or what's on file, as these are listed in the official journal.
Madam President, can I just ask a quick question? Because our minutes are really getting long with having everybody's, like, who is all emailed. Is that a requirement, or could we just have the topic and leave it at that, and then if somebody wants more information, they could certainly inquire public records-wise?
It's really up to the chairman to determine how detailed they want their minutes to be or not.
No, I mean on the council record where we're talking about correspondence in our
Well,
in
I
minutes.
Think, in defense of the clerk, I think one of the reasons that she got so detailed about this is because there had been so many questions and concerns in the past with public records that she did not want to miss anything so that we all had the information that was sent to council.
I understand. I'm not trying to go after her. I'm trying to actually say
no.
I don't care if it's not in there. We can always ask for a public records request to see who all it went to.
Right.
And save lot of paper.
It's a check and balance. And, so. And that's one of the reasons, too, why I'm not having Vicki read all of these as well.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. The next order of business is the mayor's report. I have not heard from the mayor, so I don't know if he's attending this evening or not. Maybe he'll show up. He's just late. The next, then, would be the law director's report. Mr. Lobey.
No formal report, but some council people have asked me for an executive session, which I assume will take place at a time most convenient for council, inviting myself, all members of council, and hopefully excluding the finance director and the engineer.
Any questions for the law director this evening? Thank you, Tom. The next one is the finance director report. Mr. Berkachek.
No formal report tonight other than I did meet with our workers' compensation consultant. And while it's not official yet, I'm sure you've heard the news that the Bureau of Workers' Comp is has been talking about doing a statewide refund this year to public and private employers. And right now, it looks like our refund will be in the range of about two-thirds of a year's expense. So that's good. That's good news, because that would be about $60,000.
That's good news.
Any questions for the finance director this
year? Yes, Madam President. While we have you, Frank, quick follow-up on that bond offering that went out for purchase, right?
You know, the note issue. Are you talking about the note issue?
The note, yes.
That was marketed by Stifel Nicolaus, mm-hmm. and it was issued on March the 9th at a 2% rate.
March 9th at 2%. Okay, and then
that will mature, you know, one year from that date.
And we want to probably consider what we're going to do at that point, because isn't the amount, the balance, like $450 now?
It's $550,000. I've already spoken to the consultants about possibilities for next year. We're going to, we didn't reach any conclusions, we'll talk about it later, later in the year.
Maybe we could have a finance meeting and talk about some of the options then. Okay.
Well, there's basically two options. It's to either continue to renew the note, or to retire it.
Okay. And another quick follow-up on personnel. How's the new employee working out?
I'm very happy with her. I'm optimistic that this is, of course, I hired her, so hopefully I will be. I'm optimistic this is going to, she's going to prove to be very good. She's very dedicated. So far, she's been putting in hours over, above and beyond what what's expected. It's a big adjustment for. Right now it's a big stretch for the entire for the entire department. Because it's forcing me to basically ride herd on everything. And in addition to which, this position is the payroll officer, and as you can recall from having gone through the labor agreements. Payroll is probably our single most complicated function. It's also my single most worrisome function. So we're trying to ride that closely. But she's, I think so far she's doing really well.
And we're talking about the new assistant finance director.
Yeah. Yes, her name is Dawn Snyder.
Dawn, and so things are going fairly well. And is Debbie still helping out here and there? Or is
Debbie's stopping in and she's helping with training.
Okay.
Debbie knows the payroll inside and out after doing it for 11 years,
right.
We have a very complicated payroll with our labor agreements. There are a lot of nuances in them, Dawn has experience in doing payroll, but our payroll is much more complicated than most.
Does she help out with court?
No, she doesn't.
Also, not at all.
Not at all.
Okay. Okay.
In terms of the court, Sharon, the finance assistant, she'll provide assistance to the court on court days and also coverage other days. But that's the extent of it.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Frank.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions for the finance director?
One more question. I know that we were budgeting for a more normalized overtime in the fire department with the hope that the three new firefighters would allow us to get on a more usual schedule with less overtime. Do you know where we are in overtime at this point in the year? Because I'm under the impression we haven't hired anyone yet, which isn't surprising. I mean, we want to hire qualified people to those positions. But do you know where we are in overtime for the fire department?
I haven't really looked into that. Although I'm sure it's similar because the new firefighters aren't online yet.
Well, maybe if you could share an email with council, just giving us an update at where we are this as of this point in the year versus where we were last year, and then in a normal year, just so we can see, because that's something we need to watch, because it did go up to I think $140,000 last year.
Yeah. All right.
Any other questions for the finance director? Thank you, Frank. The next is City Engineer's Report. Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Madam President. Just a brief update on the cell tower proposal at West Miller. We did receive revised plans last week. I returned them. They seem to be in order, and it will likely be on a Planning Commission meeting next week. And that concludes my report.
And we're striping?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions for the city engineer this evening? Seeing none. Thank you, Pete. The next order of business is our committee reports. Councilman Biro?
Yes, Madam President. Service committee met last Monday on the 24th at 6:05 p.m. Committee members, myself and Ms. Micah were present. Also present were Mayor Wager, Council President Nancy Fellows, Councilwoman Janet Micah, Mr. Fiebig, Mr. Plesnik, Finance Director Berkachek, Law Director Tom Lobe, and Mr. Grubas, our Service Director. Order of business for trucks, and something we've been talking about for a couple of years now, especially that we're looking to purchase a new 2017 heavy-duty single-axle dump truck chassis with stainless steel bed and snow and ice package. Our current one, truck number 3, is at the point where it's rotted out, as well as it's a hazard to anyone who drives it or the community, I think. So we're looking to replace that. And the new truck would mirror the specifications of last plow truck ordered, would like the stainless steel bed and spreaders to maximize longevity and be transferred to new trucks. Mr. Grubas searched local dealers to see what was available, and we may have the potential to find something local so we won't have to order it and wait 6 months for the order and then have it outfitted. So that's one of the things he's looking into currently. So the price is we did budget $200,000 for that vehicle, so it should fall within that pricing. So where there's definite need, and Ms. Fellows expressed her desire that we are more accurate in the bidding process and include all costs associated with vehicle. We had a little problem last time, and costs seemed a little different than what we expected. The second order of business is a sewer truck. Mr. Grubas stated that our current one is 15 years old. Current state of the sewer truck is functional but needs much repairs. We were lucky to do some repairs on it recently that saved the city about $50,000, but the drum itself is very thin, so we're on a verge of not having a sewer truck. So we're looking at purchasing something like that, but that's going to require more information from our service director, so we're waiting for him to give us that information, but looking to purchase that. And the price, if we find this, he's looking at one that's local and it's only has 450 hours use, and it looks like it may be a good deal. We could save potentially $50,000 to $60,000, so that's one of the items he's looking at. And we also talked about trucks in the near future. We have to look at our pickup truck situation and go on a look at the 5 to 10 year plan in terms of replacing them. If we don't put too many miles on them, then we can sell them and get enough money that makes it more amenable for our new trucks. So we'll have to look at that, but at a 5 to 10 year replacement program. Mr. Grubas states that asphalt plants are opening next week, and we will be out of patching. They'll be out patching and repairing roads. We'll do Stark and Rockefeller between Eddy Road and Route 6. These two projects will determine what else we will be able to fit in by the end of the year. So at this point, the consensus of the committee was to put a couple motions up, although our council clerk clarified that. The first motion will be to it's on our agenda as a motion to surplus truck number 3, so we'll entertain that. The second motion was to, we discussed, Nancy, about truck 3 and surplusing it, but apparently it's over $1,000, so we need an
ordinance.
So we'll look for that on our next agenda.
We can get the estimated value from Mark,
right,
Mr. Grubas.
So it should be, I think, at least over $1,000, because the last one we retained $7,000 for,
right.
So we'll look for an ordinance on that. And that's pretty much what we talked about. Public portion, Mr. Sahula came forward to ask about rust-proofing our current trucks, and it's something that we do. And our meeting adjourned at 6:26 and open to questions.
Any questions?
Chris?
Just one. If I recall correctly, our leaf collector was damaged last year, and we borrowed the East Lake leaf collector to finish up. So I'm just wondering if there was any conversation about whether we got the other one repaired, or whether we're going to get we need to get a new one, or what? Because I know East Lake, even though they don't use theirs, did not want to sell us their good one, and they offered us their one that's in really bad shape, which was not of any interest.
That's something I can look into. That wasn't part of our discussions. I forgot about that issue, but I will research that and see where we are tonight. Don't want to be behind the behind the horn on that, and all of a sudden our leaves are falling and we need another thing. So we'll definitely look into that in terms of.
Madam Chair, if I could just follow on, while I don't know if they fixed the leaf sucking machine, I do recall that the mayor reported to us that it would take 2 weeks to repair it. So in all likelihood, it is repaired, but it would be good to confirm it.
Sure. I'll definitely look at that.
I know they were looking at maybe getting the East Lake one, so I wasn't sure if they thought, well, let's hold off if we're going to buy the East Lake.
Well, I think that Mr. Grubas said that he wanted to have both.
So, all right, great.
Yeah, we just finally quit thinking about ice and snow. So,
I know.
Any other questions for Councilman Byrell tonight on service? Seeing none. I will report on rules and legislation. This committee met also on Monday. We began at 8:30 p.m. All members of the committee were present, myself, Vice President John Pleshnik, and Councilwoman Jan Michael. Also present were Councilman Byrow and Fiebig, and the mayor and the law director. The order of business was legislation for this evening's meeting. The first one is Ordinance 2017-10. This is an ordinance to amend Part 11 of the Planning and Zoning Code, Chapter 1161, to expand the area in which property owners are provided notification of a proposed conditional use of a telecommunications tower or facility from 500 feet to 2,640 feet or a half-mile radius. There were amendments to this ordinance, which were requested by the mayor to ensure that the Willoughby Hills property owners would be notified and that the cost of the postage should be paid by the applicant. Kudos to Councilman Fiebig for taking on this request from residents, following through with discussions, reviews, and amendments resulting in the ordinance. Even with this extensive time dedicated to this topic, Councilman Byrow asked or indicated that there should have been comparative studies to determine if the distance was appropriate. Councilman Fiebig indicated that while there were no formal studies, information was gained from other safety-related documents concerning the radius of cell towers. Additionally, with the large lots represented in our city, smaller distance may not reach residents likely to be impacted by such a project. I think more importantly, this was a request from our residents to review, investigate, and for council to act upon. Rules and legislation recommends the third reading and adopt this evening. The next one is Ordinance 2017-16. This is an ordinance authorizing the change order for Stark Drive Sanitary Force Main Replacement Project. This is an overexpenditure for the project, which places the project over $50,000. Going forward, council should be more attentive to projects nearing that $50,000 mark and take judicious steps for the administration to go out to bid. Rules and legislation recommends third reading and adopt. The next one is Ordinance 2017-28. This is an ordinance establishing the terms and conditions required for the confirmation of mayor appointments of the heads of all the departments of the municipality. This ordinance has been discussed extensively in the Working Committee of Council on April 10th, as well as in the Rules evening that night. Amendments, as suggested, were made to the original ordinance that was vetoed by the mayor. Even with continued emphasis of the Civil Service Commission implementing their vetting responsibilities, the mayor exercising his appointing authority, and council carrying out their confirmation responsibilities in accordance with our charter, Councilman Byrow's opinion is that the Civil Service Commission should have been included in the dialogue of this ordinance and that the ordinance is redundant. Rules and legislation recommends the second reading. The next one is Ordinance 27-29. This is an ordinance authorizing the expenditure of funds in the total amount of $21,000 to be paid to Evolve for the city's IT supports for the months of April, May, and June. This ordinance paves the way for the mayor to seek alternative IT support from under vendors that may provide enhanced service with a lower cost to our residents. The mayor has indicated possibly Dave Samick, an IT specialist, and or former council member Dave Reichel can write bid specs for our IT needs. Blue Technologies is to perform an assessment through the recommendation of Councilman Fiebig, and the mayor is researching what the county may offer. Councilwoman Micah emphasized the need to use this time wisely and expeditiously in inquiring information so that council is not continuing being placed in a position to approve the mayor's spending over his limit without going out to bid for services. While suggested that the three-reading rule be waived, the majority of rules recommends that this stay on first reading. The next one is Resolution 2017-2, a resolution adopting the updated Lake County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan as presented and with any federally required modifications. Rules and Legislation recommends third reading and adopt. Under New Business, Vice President Pleshnik shared that a joint statement on the noise abatement issue is forthcoming, a proposal with more narrow agreement for single-engine planes and flight paths. Public portion opened at 7:09. Mr. Sahula once again shared his opinion concerning the verbiage in the first paragraph of Ordinance 2017-10 as being too excessive. Public portion closed at 7:10. The meeting adjourned at 7:10, and I'm open to comments or corrections.
Madam President, just one comment. I believe that our law director has indicated to all of us that there is no that the mayor is not going beyond his spend limit for the Evolve contract. That contract was not written with any expiration in it. It's a log rolling contract, my understanding, which means that it continues on until we say we no longer want it. So I just want to make sure that we understand that there is no, he did not overspend beyond his limit according to the law.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Anyone else?
Madam President, although I disagree with that sentiment, that's a discussion for another day. Council President, you did say that for those keeping score at home, the second ordinance is 2017-26, not 16.
Thank you.
Just for the record, it is my opinion, and I think Ms. Fellows even reported that at the last time, and I think I mentioned it also this time, but it's been out there now for about 2 or 3 weeks that it is a log rolling contract and there is no expiration. Even though I understand what you're trying to do, and I'm like, I'm not telling you to stop, but that's my opinion. And I've stated that I think about 2 or 3 meetings ago. Didn't want to interrupt further until I heard that some people disagreed, but that's my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. Are there any other council representative reports this evening? Seeing none, we'll move on to public portion. Public portion is an opportunity for residents to come forth with questions or concerns. Sometimes they can be addressed by council at this time and or the administration. If not, we will certainly get back to you in a relatively short period of time. So I will open public portion at 7:23 p.m. Cheryl?
I have a question for Mr. Berkachek. Can I ask him right now during this meeting?
You can ask, but we'll wait till this is closed to see if he can answer or needs to get back to you.
Fine. Okay, Cheryl O to 2960 Markham Boulevard. My question to Mr. Berkachek is, looking over at the gazebo and all the seats over there, I was wondering if we've made back our money that we loaned to that project. You know, the city advanced money to it on the on the idea that we would get the money back selling the benches. So I was just wondering where that stands. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Linda?
Linda Fulton, 2990 Markham Boulevard. I just want to personally thank Councilwoman Micah for the outstanding job you did. I know it took a lot in reducing our sewer fees. I got the bill and it was not a whole lot, but it's significant. And so I thank you and the rest of council too for passing that. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Mr. Marsh, Tom.
Name's Tom Marsh, 36520 Maple Grove Road.
I want to thank Councilman Fiebig and the entire council in advance of the third reading here of the ordinance 2017-10 being responsive to the request of residents. Again, it was the half mile was based on what the federal government looked at in the historic structures, so the recommendation for the half mile was based on that. So again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Marsh. Maybe that helps a little bit with Councilman Byrow's questions on historical or data or where we got our information from as well. Anyone else for public portion this evening? Since the mic's down.
I guess that's it.
So I will close public portion at 7:26 p.m. Next order of business is unfinished business.
Madam President?
Councilman Hallam?
At the last council meeting, during public portion, Ms. Fulton came up and talked about, and I wasn't here for the meeting, so I don't really know the prior meeting, but apparently there was an executive session. There was some kind of issue in the executive session, and one of the council members left the executive session and then came out into the public and spoke about what was discussed in the executive session. And I don't know exactly what the rules are with regard to that, but I didn't think we were allowed to come out and talk about things that happened back in the executive session.
Well, considering you were not present and the rest of us were in executive session, I don't think any of us can speak to what occurred here in council chambers.
No, I'm not asking us to talk about it. I'm just that my question is, is it correct that we're not supposed to come out? Because Ms. Fulton said that once somebody did come out and tell her what we were talking about or what was being discussed.
Actually, anybody can actually deny going into executive session when asked, or more than likely can probably leave if they so choose to leave. If I'm stating that correct, Mr. Lobey, if you'll help me with that.
That part is absolutely correct.
Okay.
Just if you're invited, you don't have to go in. I put that in the minutes. And if you're in there and you decide to walk out, you can walk out whenever you want. We're not captive to go in, and you're not captive once you're in there. That's correct.
Once you come out, Mr. Lobey, what is the rules with regard to talking to anybody about anybody was discussing in executive session?
It is the desire and the hope that you would not declare what's back there because you're going in there as a group. I have not looked at the actual ramifications of that. It is frowned upon in general because once you go back there now, what is the trust that if you're going to have something of a sensitive nature that it is disclosed, that's part of the issue. I don't know if there's any sanctions or penalties. I have not looked at that at this time. And I know that legally it's not a clear-cut issue.
That's fine. I was just curious as to what the rule. I just wasn't sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else for unfinished business?
Madam President, just a clarification about the striping. The city has not started the striping. Bids are due next week. If anyone noticed, Stom Center was getting restriped. That was part of the ODOT project from last year that they're redoing some markings.
Yes, and it was 91. Okay. Thank you. Anyone else for unfinished business? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to legislation. Nikki, first one is Ordinance 2017-10.
An ordinance amending Part 11, Planning and Zoning Code, Title 11, Supplemental Development Standards, Chapter 1161, Regulations for Wireless Telecommunication Facilities, Section 1161.04, Locations Requiring Conditional Use Approval of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move the council adopt ordinance number 2017-10 as amended.
Second. I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt ordinance 2017-10 as amended. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none.
Micah.
Yes.
Leshnick.
Yes.
Byrow.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Greer.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-10 as amended has been adopted. The next one is ordinance number 2017-26.
An ordinance approving change order number 1, increasing the contract amount for the Stark Drive Sanitary Force Main Replacement Project and declaring an emergency.
This was recommended on third reading and adopt from Rules and Legislation.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move the council adopt ordinance 2017-26.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilman Biro to adopt ordinance 2017-26. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki.
Micah.
Yes.
Plesnik.
Yes.
Biro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Greer.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-26 has been adopted. The next one is ordinance 2017-28.
An ordinance establishing the terms and conditions required for the confirmation of mayor appointments of the heads of all the departments of the municipality.
It was recommended by rules to stay on second reading. Next one is ordinance 2017-29.
An ordinance authorizing the expenditure of funds in the total amount of $21,000 to be paid to Evolve IP LLC for the city's IT support services for the months of April, May, and June of 2017.
Rules and legislation recommend to stay on first reading. The next one is resolution number 2017-2.
A resolution adopting the updated Lake County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan as presented and with any federally required modifications.
Madam President.
Vice President Plesnik.
Motion to adopt resolution number 2017-2.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plesnik and a second from Councilman Fiebig to adopt resolution number 2017-2. Is there any discussion on the resolution or on that motion for the resolution? Seeing none, Vicki.
Micah.
Yes.
Plesnik.
Yes.
Biro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Greer.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Resolution number 2017-2 has been adopted. The next one is new business.
Madam President.
Councilman Biro.
Motion authorizing the mayor to seek bids for the purchase of a 2017 heavy-duty single-axle dump truck chassis and snow and ice package.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Biro and a second from Councilman Fiebig to authorize the mayor to seek bids for the purchase of a new truck. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki.
Micah.
Yes.
Plesnik.
Yes.
Biro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Greer.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
The motion for the mayor to seek bids for the new truck has been passed. The next is for the good of the order.
Madam President. I'd like council to extend birthday wishes to our clerk, Vicki, for happy birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Vicki.
Thanks. You had to point that out.
Mm-hmm. Another trip around the sun.
Getting younger.
Thank you.
She's getting better.
Any other for the good of the order?
Madam President.
Husband Hill.
Just thoughts and prayers to our assistant clerk, clerk courts, Sandy. Whose son, grandson actually was diagnosed with some serious illness and has caused her to kind of have to step back a little bit to help take care of family.
Thank you. How about for the good of the community?
Madam President, I have a couple. The, if I may.
Sorry.
That's okay. Go on.
Okay. I received an email from one of our large landowners here in the city, the Airport Greens. And do you know that you can play 9 holes of golf at Airport Greens right now for $9 if you walk it? So I just wanted to share that with the community to know that right now in their spring special, $9 to play 9 holes. And that's why aren't we out golfing? You know?
How long is that extended? My kids will love
it. You know, I don't. But right now, you know, get out there.
Probably next day or two.
They have a league that plays on Thursday nights, too. Maybe we could adjourn our meetings and go to that. I also wanted to say kudos to the La Vera Party Center for being nominated Best of the East in kind of a poll that was going around. So they were nominated, didn't win, but it's a great little party center that we have here in the community, and wanted to give a shout out to them. Scrap tire collection is Lake County residents. That's coming up May 6th. They'll do scrap tire collections there at the fairgrounds. It's free to residents. So that's free for up to 6 tires without rims, and they will accept them with rims, but there will be a charge of about $4. And even oversized tires can be dropped off there for a $10 charge. So check around for that. I believe there are also holding a computer scrap, computers, cell phones, and things like that. That's also coming up, too, through the Lake County, and that's free and open to all of our residents. This Saturday, right, for that. Mm-hmm. This scrap tire is May 6th, again. That is any information you, or any more information, lakecountyohio.gov. That's all.
And I just want to echo resident Linda Fulton's kudos to Councilwoman Jan Mica for all her hard work and diligence over the last year to move forward with having present the information and having council reduce the sewer rates for our residents. So again, thank you, Jan.
Thank you.
Okay, before we adjourn,
I have one yes. more thing. The baseball and softball leagues are starting up. They'll have their opening day very soon. It's hard to believe that spring is here again. So best wishes for a safe and enjoyable season for all of the players. And thank you to the coaches and parents for bringing the kids out and spending their valuable time doing that.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Also, didn't they rename our association to be more friendly to both genders? They changed it from the Boys League to something else, the Willoughby Hills.
I don't know if that's completed yet, is it?
League or something like that. I think they voted on it. I thought they voted on it. That's what I heard. Could be a mistake.
I don't know.
That's what I thought I heard. But that's,
I thought I heard kind of, that was discussed.
Nice to be more inclusive.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to update our memorandum of understanding then, won't we, Mr. Lobey?
Yes, we will. Before we adjourn, I understand that there per the law director's report earlier, that there was a desire to go into executive session this evening. Is that still something that's being considered? If so, I need a motion.
Madam President, I'll make the motion for an executive session for no more than 15 minutes for issues regarding the conference with the board's attorney to discuss matters which are subject of pending or imminent court action, excluding the finance director and the engineer, and for no more than 15 minutes at the conclusion of these, the conclusion of the good of the community.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Vice President Plesnik to enter into executive session for no more than 15 minutes to discuss issues regarding a conference with our attorney for imminent or
potential
court action, excusing the finance director and the city engineer right after we have finished good of the community.
Madam President, when you say our attorney, are we talking about Mr. Lobey?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
But he didn't make the motion.
No, no. Mr. Phoebe made the motion. Vice President Plesnik seconded it. So is there any
Mr. Lobey?
So you're having a discussion on the motion, which is fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Is this something that you think is...
It also involves potential personnel matters and potential discipline, too. So it's a dual or overlapping issue, if you can include that in the motion. I'd appreciate it. Okay.
Is this something that
yes.
I know in the past you have said?
I was asked for it, and I concurred that I would prefer to go in executive session.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Madam President, I'll amend the motion to include matters of personnel. Tom, restate
that. And potential discipline.
And potential discipline. If you'd amend that.
Okay. Second. Very well. Second.
Any other discussion on it? Vicki, you call the roll.
Mica.
Yes.
Plesnik.
Yes.
Biro.
Yes.
Bellows.
Yes.
Hebig.
Yes.
Greer.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
We will go into executive session as soon as we determine that we've finished the good of the community. So are there any more for good of the community?
Donnie Fleck.
Okay. Seeing none, we will go into executive session at 7:39 p.m.
That's not good.
Yeah. Sorry.